it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Things to look for when moving in retirement. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. As always, good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. And when I talk about moving, I'm not talking about just getting up off the sofa and walking through the house or something. I'm talking about other things, you know. I just read the latest Wallet Hub article about the best and worst cities for retirees. Now, I don't know if the methodologies for ranking the cities is fair nor if the data they use is correct, but I won't try to second guess the article. However, the criterion used for has several things that we should all look at if we're planning to move in retirement. To quote Wallet Hub, they used 46 metrics covering 182 cities. The lowest ranking cities tended to fare poorly across the board. Those included high costs, wealth, healthcare, fewer services, lower quality combination of all of that criteria, lower quality of life. But how can you check out a city that you are considering? Well, we all have similar basic needs. Let's start there. When you're considering a retirement location, look beyond just the taxes and the weather. Do some reading. Then hit the ground yourself to evaluate healthcare access. If you know approximately where you'll want to live and spend most of your time, find primary care facilities and hospitals. With the internet, it's not tough to learn how they treat their patients and how they are received locally through reviews. Is that housing affordable? How about utilities? How much do they cost? Is there shopping nearby? This includes the availability of food and necessities like medications. Next would be lifestyle. If you're a pickleballer, well, is there a thriving community for that? How easy is it to get around? Is there public transportation, or is the community served by Uber or Lyft? Now, I've learned that I can't judge a community till I've spent some time there. Get online and book a week or two in a short-term rental. That way, you won't be isolated to a hotel. Walk the streets. Talk to locals. Smaller towns have fewer populations that may offer a better mix of affordability and still have those services that you need. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So the downtown chili cook-off again this year. How'd it go?
It was an amazing day. We had great crowds down there. We had about 60 teams cooking.
60? Wow.
Yeah, and the firefighters dominated, and I can't remember the other one, but it was another one. There were like two teams that kind of dominated a lot of winning. And, yeah. But a great day. It was a little warm, but that meant people may have ordered another beverage, you know, which was good. And of course, you know, the Wagon Masters, we're all volunteers, and we start planning for this probably 9 months before it happens every year. And the costs have gone up dramatically. I mean, just the cost of the trash collection, of the porta potties, of closing off the streets. We have to hire officers, you know, for security. All of that has nearly doubled in the last 4 years. But in spite of that, we had a number of wonderful, wonderful sponsors step up, and just the people coming down there. You know, every cent that we made above and beyond what we, you know, what we raised for this goes back to the community in the form of Good Life Grants. And to date, we've given just about $300,000 back to the community in the form of grants.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good. You've accomplished some good things there. And even though the cost has gone up, I guess you can still make some. I mean,
well, if our sponsors hadn't stepped up the way they have, it covers us, you know. Yeah. So the costs are covered. How was Open Streets? You did that on Sunday, right?
The cost has not gone up on that for us. Ted and I were in
the koozies you were handing out didn't cost a little more.
A pleasant tent.
They were sturdy water bottles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with straws.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Insulated?
They were flying off the shelves. Oh, yeah.
Well, you were giving them away, so well, yeah, I can see how they were.
That's true, yes.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of people out there. I don't know how many, but most of them, it's a three-mile route if you want to go see everything. And a lot of people were on their bikes, little kids on bikes. And
did you see people you know?
Not many.
No? You must have had all those autograph hounds out there.
No.
Wanting your picture and an autograph.
No, they wanted the bottles.
They wanted the bottles, okay.
They didn't attend me from, you know, anybody.
We saw a few people.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Saw a couple of listeners, very nice people.
Yes.
So there you go. Fun day.
All right.
The U.S. and Canada celebrate.
No, I just want your chili. I just want that chili now.
You got it. God, we were going to
starve.
Right, you gave me some salmon last week.
Oh, yeah.
My wife asked me yesterday, was he going to give you some salmon? It's in the refrigerator. I forgot it.
Oh, you forgot to take it home.
Is it okay?
Oh, yeah. I gave it to you frozen. I shrink wrap it.
Okay.
Yeah, for people that don't know this, I think I've got it down. That I've got the smoked salmon down.
Oh, yeah.
Down. I dry brine it, then I drizzle it with a little bit of lemon and honey right before I... Oh, it's tasty stuff.
He's jamming like a salmon.
Yeah. Yes,
jamming like a salmon.
Today is National Coffee Day in the U.S. and Canada. International Coffee Day is 2 days later on October 1st, in case you're interested. The idea is to help struggling coffee farmers worldwide make a living wage.
Okay.
Their costs have gone up, too.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. Dramatically.
I drink mine with a little sweetener, and this is Prairie Fire Coffee right there.
Okay. I drink it black.
I didn't know you put sweetener in.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I thought you were just sweet enough already.
On this date in 1959, winter jumped the gun with a storm that buried Colorado Springs with a staggering 20 to 30 inches of snow.
Well, you're in the mountains.
Yep. Welcome to autumn in the mountains. On this day 236 years ago, that would be in 1789, Congress established the modern U.S. Army. The War Department set up this army with the strength of several hundred men. So they all probably had to bring their own rifles. Because until then, it was all local people putting their little groups together. And now we had an army. It's, as I said, 62 degrees. Kind of cool out there this morning. Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback Skylar Thompson says he was jumped and robbed in Dublin, where the team played the Minnesota Vikings.
Kansas State grad.
Thompson is currently on injured reserve, suffered minor injuries after he was attacked Friday night. Steelers said in a statement that they were working with NFL security to gather more information regarding the incident. Apparently the Irish didn't beat him senseless or try to. Just took his money or whatever. Wow. So they were playing in Ireland, huh? Okay. Didn't realize
that. Yeah, Steelers, Dublin yesterday. And the Vikings.
Okay.
The Vikings are staying over there and playing next week in London.
Wow. The Vikings are on a trip there, huh?
Yeah. Got to pack some luggage.
Got to see all the sights.
Practicing for a week in the U.K.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Authorities in a northern Minnesota county are warning residents to be on the lookout for an unusual escape pet, a bobcat. The Roseau County Sheriff's Office said on social media that the State Department of Natural Resources received a report Thursday that a bobcat escaped from its owner in Warrood. Bobcats are categorized as regulated animals in Minnesota, not allowed to be kept except in the case of accredited zoos, wildlife sanctuaries, and individuals with state-issued permits. Well, if you got a permit, you can have a bobcat.
There you go.
It was unclear whether the owner of...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The escaped bobcat held the proper permits for the animal. The bobcat is loose. Every now and then we'll hear a somebody reporting a bobcat sighting here around somewhere in Kansas. My granddad said they used to have them out in western Kansas when he was a kid. Apparently it's just a big cat that's kind of vicious. You probably don't want one sitting on your,
no,
on your lap.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.